This is CITR 101.9 FM. You were listening to Shukshukta Radio with Wirku.
Ayalu.
You can always call in the station here and let the DJs know what you think of their music and give any comments, suggestions, etc., etc. The number is 822-2487. The speakers sound a little funny this morning.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, just maybe just you have to close this one.
Oh, okay. So you're listening now to Kol Nodadi, which means nomadic voice. I'm your host, Danya. Kol Nodadi airs every Sunday from 11 to 12. It is a world music show, loosely defined as world music, international music from all corners of the world. And I have some amazing music to share with you today. In fact, I'm really excited about what I have to share with you. Lately, I've been in a flamenco kind of space, and there are some beautiful female vocalists whom I'd like to share with you, but that's later on in the show. We're going to begin at a point which we left off last week. Tim Sparks is a musician whom I've recently become acquainted with just through his music. And really interesting music. And what I've received in the mail from him is a very dynamic, unpredictable, eclectic album called Little Princess. And it is released by Tzadik, which is a very dynamic record label that is the creation of John Zorn. And so anything released by this label is guaranteed to be interesting and new in some way. So one of the latest releases is this album, Little Princess. Last week I played from this album, Little Princess. Tim Sparks plays Naftali Brandwine, and I played a song called The Rebbe's Chassid. Lots of really, really meandering, experimental, beautiful, transcendental guitar playing music. And so that was last week when I played The Rebbe's Chassid. Now I'm going to play for you another track from this very powerful album called Der Yid in Jerusalem. It does sound kind of Yiddishy, I guess it is. There are no lyrics in it. It's just solely instrumentals, and I think it is really powerful music. So, produced by Tim Sparks, executive producer John Zorn, associate producer Kazunori Sugiyama. And this was recorded in February of this year in New York City. See what you think of it. This is Tim Sparks' Little Princess with a piece called Der Yid in Jerusalem. You're listening to Kol Nodadi, and this is CITR. Terid in Jerusalem. That was Tim Sparks playing Naftali Brandwine. And that's off the latest album, his latest album called Little Princess, which I love. Check out Tim Sparks on timsparks.com. And very interesting life he's had. He's given his first guitar when a bout of encephalitis kept him out of school for a year. And the music he heard around him was traditional country blues and the gospel that his grandmother played on piano in a small church in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And so that's what he taught himself to play. And one of his uncles heard him one day, amazed that he had come so far on his own, nominated him for a scholarship at the prestigious North Carolina School of the Arts. He studied the classics with Segovia prodigy Jesus Silva while continuing to play all kinds of music, increasingly turning to classic jazz for inspiration. And after a stint on the road with a Chicago-based rhythm and blues band, Sparks arrived in Minnesota, where he soon established himself as a journeyman guitarist and session player. He became more entrenched in various types of jazz styles, from Brazilian to bebop, and he brought him to several regional music awards, including Best Acoustic Guitarist, Best Latin Jazz Guitarist, Best Jazz Guitarist, etc. He also found the time to revive his interest in classics, adapting Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite to the guitar, a work that has been cited as a significant contribution to solo guitar literature. For Sparks, it was a labor of love, which earned him the Fingerstyle Guitar Championship in Kansas. A sojourn abroad inspired an interest in European and Mediterranean styles, particularly the music of the Balkans, culminating in the recording of Sparks' Balkan Dream Suite, which I need to get my hands on for Corno de D. This is a remarkable collection of odd meter guitar arrangements. Many of the Balkan Dreams compositions were recorded on his debut solo guitar CD, The Nutcracker Suite. And in recent years, Sparks has been immersed in the ethnic music scene, which I find a really interesting, somewhat problematic term, in any case, the ethnic music scene, performing on oud in Middle Eastern ensembles and accompanying on guitar in Greek and klezmer orchestras. And that's a lot of what you hear on this very interesting album that I just played from, Little Princess. He was featured performer with Crossing Borders at the Bethlehem International Music Festival in 1995 and has received two arts fellowships to pursue ethnomusicology studies. He spent one fall studying fado and Portuguese guitar in Lisbon. So three CDs have appeared on the Tzaddik label featuring Tim's rendition of Jewish music. Neshama was a completely solo effort, while Tanz and At the Rebbe's Table included ensemble work. All three releases have been critically acclaimed from a broad spectrum of critics and listeners. So I will be playing more from him in shows to come. I find him really interesting. I love how open and how experimental he is with his guitar. And you hear that on Little Princess. So check that out, timsparks.com. You're listening to Kol Nodedi here. And onwards, I arrange this first set of music around meandering, poignant, emotional, experimental guitar riffs and the such, which led me to mariachi. But before we get into some pure mariachi strains, I'm going to play a bit of Calexico. Calexico from Tucson, Arizona. Residents Joey Burns and John Convertino. Their dusty music, noir-infused, very dramatic. I'm going to play off of Hot Rail, and that was one of their newer albums. influenced by sources as diverse as Portuguese fado, 50s jazz, gypsy and Romani music. Well, they're the same things, really. And mariachi. And you definitely hear that in this album, Hot Rail. I am going to play for you from that right now. So two pieces off of this beautiful and very powerful album, Hot Rail. This is Calexico. You're listening to Cole Noredi, and this is CITR. Thank you. Picador, that was Calexico off of their album Hot Rail. And before, I played a track called Midtown, both off the same album, released in 2005, by Quarterstick. Very interesting album. All the stuff they do is interesting. And this album has features several beautiful ballads, some Spanish guitar and kind of twangy guitar riffs that are kind of distorted but still very poetic and beautiful and emotional. Lots of shiny metallic percussion kind of dotted along this album. Very abstract, inspired music. So again, that's Calexico, and they're a Tucson, Arizona-based band influenced by Romani music and mariachi in this case, and that's why I love this album specifically so much. And so speaking of mariachi, here at this station, we received Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano. And this is a purely mariachi classical traditional style album. And I'll just read to you off a little blurb on the back here. Amor, dolor y lágrimas. This album, Love, Pain, and Tears, flow from the heart of the Mexican mariachi when it plays música ranchera, Mexico's soulful country music. Riding the wave of mass media beginning in the 30s, música ranchera became the single most popular vein of Mexican music by the 1950s. Grammy-winning Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano breathes new life into classic soul-bearing rancheras and boleros in this Back to the Future recording, which is this album here. And I'm going to play a song called Flor de Azalea, or Azalea, no idea how I should pronounce that one, released last year by Smithsonian Folkways. And I am going to play this song, The Flower of the Azalea. Let's give a listen to it, and then I will tell you more about it. You're listening to Kol Noradi, and this is CITR.
Al paso de las horas negras, tu mirada, la más amarga de a tu ventana y en la palabra.
quisiera ser la golondrina que al amanecer a tu ventana llega para ver a través del cristal
y despertarte muy dulcemente si aún estás dormida a la alborada de una nueva vida.
Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano. This is off an album called Amor, Dolor y Lágrimas. And what I just played you was a song called Flor de Azalea, the azalea flower. So what he was singing about there was today and forever. Of course, a love song. I want you to forget your painful past and that your heart find only times of peace. So Chuy Guzman's arrangement in this song transforms this classic 4/4 meter bolero, written by the prolific and influential songwriter Manuel Esperon and recorded by Javier Solis, into a fresh triple meter frame. The rich effects and syncopations of the armonia section, which is the guitar and the guitarrón, maintain an engaging yet unobtrusive bedrock to the sometimes soaring violin adornos, which are the counter melodies, and the solo vocal typical of the ranchero style bolero. The mariachi's flirtation with the Venezuela joropo, starting in the 1960s, borrowed from the techniques and syncopations of the cuatro, which is a small four-stringed guitar, yielding rhythms such as those heard here. So much to learn and so much layering in mariachi music. It is a world that I have yet to get to know well, but I'm really compelled by this music. The trumpets especially are so gorgeous. And so, again, this is Mariachi Los Camperos de Nati Cano. More traditional mariachi music. And I told you at the beginning of the show that I've been in a flamenco headspace in recent months, to be honest. And one of my favorite flamenco singers is Carmen Linares, and she's one of those legendary singers, and she released an album a little while ago. When was this released? In 2003, called La Luna en el Río. And I've played from this album before on Col Noradí, and I love it. So this set, or what we can play the remainder of the set, is a song of hers, Bulerías. We're going to start with that, a Bulerías called El Sol, La Rosa y El Niño. So see what you think of this Bulerías off of her album La Luna en el Río. This is Carmen Linares on Col Noradí. Enjoy. Thank you.
quien te pudiera sentir y en el corazón clavado. Ahí anda ya que no te quiero. Que llanto en toda España por tu alajudería, por la fe y la palabra.
calle de Udea. O que la sigue rey y cordando, o que la sigue y rey cordando, y no la puede olvidar.
So that was Carmen Linares. You just heard a piece, a peteneras, called Pasa una mujer llorando. And that I chose because it is a song about the juderías, which were the old Jewish quarters of Spain. Specifically, the most famous one was in Córdoba in the south of Spain, consisting of fascinating network of narrow lanes. It was more atmospheric, less commercialized than in Seville. The Jews in Spain were established specifically in Córdoba in Roman and Visigothic times, and under Arab rule after the 8th century, Jewish life and intellectualism flourished. So this beautiful piece that you just heard Carmen Linares sing was sort of recalling those spaces, the spaces of Jewish life, of Sephardic life in the south of Spain back then. And as we know, Jewish Sephardic music and flamenco music really informed each other. Where was this here? I just wanted to read to you from a very interesting biography I just found on her. Just a few points that I'd like to share with you about Carmen Linares. Cantaora is the title of one of Carmen Linares' albums because she is the indisputable cantaora, which is female flamenco singer of our time. She was born in Linares, which is in Jaén, in Andalusia, and she has conquered in her own way a very privileged position in the world of flamenco music on her own merits, having become one of flamenco music's most critically acclaimed and international artists. If Carmen is a mainstay in flamenco singing world, which she is, she's also the one who best conveys the heritage of a female tradition which has always dwelled in the same origins as cante jondo, which is the deep-rooted flamenco singing. She who sings is Carmen Linares, and she does not imitate. She shares her tone, her interpretational intensity, to update a first-rate musical and literary legacy. She moved to Madrid in 65, where she encountered the singing prowess of some of the most renowned artists at that time, Pepe Mantrona, Juan Varela, Rafael Romero, and at the turn of the decade, she began her professional career in Carmen Mora and Paco Romero's dance companies, making her debut album in 1970. And thereafter, she's followed by as a great professional leap into the intense world of tablaos, which were the flamenco venues, Torres, Bermejas, etc., names of a few of the well-known venues, which gather talents such as Camarón, Enrique Morente, etc. She was the chosen voice to reopen Manuel de Falla's original version of Amor Brujo in the inauguration of the 6th Biennale of Flamenco Art in Seville. That constant search for new forms of expression has culminated in an enriching art capable of combining cante jondo with chamber and symphony orchestras. She has been one of the first flamenco artists who, invited by the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, acted in the Lincoln Center. The New York Times described her then as a singer with incredible expressive power. In any case, that was Carmen Linares singing about the Juderías, the Jewish quarters in the south of Spain, and also about El Sol, La Rosa y El Niño in that first piece that I played for you, which was Bulerías. And so onwards here, I think we only have time for one, maybe two last pieces here. I wanted to play for you Shlomi Shabbat, who is one of my favorite Israeli singers, Mizrahit, so the Oriental style of Israeli music. Shlomi Shabbat is a Turkish singer, artist, performer, and he really is a muse for and a facilitator for many other of the younger generation Israeli artists of our time. And he is of Turkish descent, and that is really reflected in his music. He really draws from several geographic and cultural sources to build his own very beautiful, very intense, passionate musical landscapes. So I'm going to play off of his Best Of album, which came out, I think, only 2 years ago or so. And so I'm going to play a song called Ad Hasof, Till the End. This is Shlomi Shabbat, and you are listening to Kol Noredi.
אתה יופי ואטום, את חלום שכל אחד רוצה לחלום בלילה וביום.
את כמו יין משקר, כמו ברק שבי בוער, ואני מיום לעוד יום שעובר אוהב אותך יותר.
שמלטף שאף פעם לא חולף, רק איתך תמיד רציתי לקייף ובך להתעטף. את הנפש הטובה, תאמיני אהובה, רק איתך ידעתי מה זאת אהבה, מוכן להישבה.
חיי ובמותי עד הסוף תמיד איתי
בחיי ובמותי
עד הסוף להיות שלך אני מבטיח כמו שמש החמה
That was Shlomi Shabbat off of his Best Of album, which really is one of those just dynamite albums. He collaborates with several other musicians on this album, one of whom is his sister, Leia Shabbat. And it's just a beautiful album filled with really moving love songs. So that is Shlomi Shabbat. And we're just going to end off here again with one of another one of my favorites. I think I ended off with her last week as well, Zehava Ben. She is one of the queens, the legendary singers of Mizrahit music from Israel. And she is of Moroccan descent, and her music really helped to bring credibility and appreciation of these Moroccan forms of Israeli music, and which is so apparent and so present in much of Israeli pop today. So I'm going to play a song from her album just to end off our show here for this week. Off of Melech Amiti, A Real King, I'm going to play a song called Bididut Loneliness, a beautiful, beautiful piece. But I'll leave that for you to decide. So thank you for listening to another week of Kol Nodadi, Nomadic Voice. Thank you for those who called in today. It was great to hear from you. And see you next Sunday, 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Kol Nodadi. Enjoy your week. Bye-bye.
לילות שלווים ידענו ולזריחות השכמנו